Oh my gosh, we are live on the Erin Strayer Show. We are talking all things Facebook ads today, and I cannot wait. We have the amazing Tammy Lane from Facebook Faucet and the Profit Sweet Spot back with us for a second time today, talking all about what makes you ROI the quickest, easiest, fastest, and allows you to work less. Oh my gosh, stick around because this is going to be a hot, super fast show. Grab a pencil and a piece of paper while I continue to introduce this show. We are all about elevating, uplifting, and leveraging amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We talk about hot topics and pain points like, where do our clients come from? How come we can't find them? Would we like more? Yes, we all would. That's a hot topic that we're going to talk about today. Who am I? I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics because most of them are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear, and quite frankly, they are flat out complacent and okay with average. I don't know how that happens. So I help them get past that. I can't do that. What's my next step? And I don't know how. That is clearly standing in their way. Bottom line, I provide executive level accountability sessions so that you and your business gets the attention to detail it deserves and you start making money in your business. Tammy Lane is coming to join us today.
So excited to be here, Erin.
Like we just left each other like days ago and I miss you already.
I know, it was so fun. Oh my gosh, you people, Erin, you guys know, is amazing. You should have seen her on the Marketers Cruise. Working that puppy.
We had so much fun. We were out, we were working on a ship with like 400 and working. On a ship with like 480 other marketers that were looking to further their business through joint venture relationships. And Tammy and I got to spend quite a bit of time together on the ship. So it's so good to see you again here, but I miss you. I just wanna hug you. So let's talk about like Facebook ads for a lot of people is brand new, but it's not new for you.
Oh yeah, I've been around Facebook ads pretty nearly since they very first started. And but I probably started in the same boat that most of my clients started, and that is hearing about Facebook ads, maybe seeing a little bit of results that people are getting, but not really understanding the strategy behind what it takes to be successful. And so I learned that the hard way by spending a lot of money on ads. There was no Facebook ad trainings back then, and but we nailed it down, scaling to $3 million in 6 months after we got started with Facebook ads. And now we help our clients get on board with the right strategy, which is so, so important. Otherwise, you're going to throw your money down the drain on Facebook.
And so many people do that because they don't know the strategy. They don't know those specific tips and workarounds. They don't know what you know for guiding them, right? Like, what's the biggest mistake other than just wasting money that people make with Facebook ads?
Well, I'd say hands down, the number one thing we see, even if people have done other ad training courses, mm-hmm. is that they come to the table without a proper strategy in place. So before we ever have a client run an ad, our entire first call with our client is all about the strategy that's going to attract you actual paying clients. Because what happens is people get all excited, they create some fancy ad copy, they might start getting clicks on their ads, they might even be start getting some traction, but what happens is none of those people buy their stuff. And of course, I don't really care how many clicks you get on your ads. What I care about is that you're bringing in actual paying clients or you're slowly going to go broke on Facebook.
You know, let's mm-hmm. talk about that for a second, because so many people are tied to that number of clicks.
Yes.
Instead of the conversion of the people. So like, can you go there for a second on your thought?
Yeah, like I could get my, and we do get really good click costs, but I could get you 4 cent clicks all day long with your ads. But I promise you, not many of those people will actually turn into clients. So what we do is through a combination of a targeting strategy about who we're going to get your ads in front of and about who's going to most likely buy your stuff. That is how we combine those two things to design your strategy about what your ad should even be about before you even get started. Because I see tons of people, they get their ad up and running. They might've even had a copywriter do their ad for them. It sounds all slick and fancy, but in fact, it's not resonating with who their clients are. And as a result, they're attracting all the wrong people with it.
Yeah. And then what happens? They waste money, right?
Yeah. They just keep putting money into Facebook ads. Those are the people who come to me and are like, Facebook ads don't work. And immediately when we get inside their campaign and I ask them a couple questions about who actually pays to work with them, it becomes abundantly clear right away that they missed that step in getting your ads up.
Yeah. And I love that about you. And that was one of the things, you were on our show, I don't know, probably 6 months ago, you were on our show and, you know, you and I have gotten to hang out a couple times and the level of questioning that you, on the front end that you do with your clients is really important. And I've seen you in action and I've seen you doing those, that action step with so many people just to determine where they're at. And I think that also is a step that's really, really missed. And that goes hand in hand with the strategy that you put in place with people, right? Like it's not just pure cut and paste the same audience as the last 12 people.
No. And we have a really unique kind of targeting strategy that we use that allows us to get in the top 1% of all ad results on Facebook. And the reason it gets such good results is because we're very specific about who buys your stuff. So everybody does demographics, you know, the how old are they, men or women, all that stuff. That's basic. The second piece of targeting, a lot of ad classes might teach this second piece of the targeting, which is we call transformation targeting. It's all about what your clients want. So if you're a weight loss coach, your clients want to lose weight. So we put it in your ads in front of people who want to lose weight. So that's the basics that most ad courses, I'd say, would teach. We take it a step farther, though, and we use what we call personality targeting, because most of our clients are, all of our clients are small businesses, and it's so important. We're not like Coca-Cola, where we put it in front of everybody and figure out who buys. We need to be super specific about who's going to buy. And so with personality targeting, we can get it in front of your ideal clients who are really going to resonate with you. So my weight loss coach client, she does this kind of woo stuff where it's all about the mindset. She does tapping and meditation. You know, her clients haven't lost weight permanently before because they haven't changed their mind. And so what's really important about her ads, if we just put them in front of people who want to lose weight, 3/4 of those people are never going to buy her thing because they're going to go, oh, tapping, and go, no. So what we want to do is get into the personality of who your clients are and be able to get your ads in front of those people who are going to be open to the work that you do.
Yeah. And, you know, that's super important that you say that, because I think that's another area that is an oversight or overused, right? Like how many of the things and the people that I serve can I target at the same time?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So what else do you see people doing wrong?
So I talked about the copywriters a little bit, and I don't mean to bash copywriters at all. I love copywriters. I use copywriters for many things, my sales pages and all kinds of stuff. And we have some brilliant copywriters on our team, but traditional copywriters are not going to be able to write you an ad that really connects with your ideal client. So if we just think about the frame of mind your clients are in when they come to Facebook, they're not searching for a solution like they would be if they're coming to a sales page. And so, you know, if I was searching for someone to do my Facebook ads for me, I'm not going to go searching through the newsfeed until I come across somebody. So it's a bit of a different frame of mind. People are there looking, they're procrastinating, probably. They're looking to connect with friends and family, see what interesting things are going on. So if we come to the table and, you know, smash them over the head with an ad, they're not going to respond very well to that. So what we do that's a little bit different is our Facebook ads feel a lot like a friends and family post. They're story-based. We base them on a template of a awesome gift for your peeps as well, Erin, a little bit later on related to that. We have a template that we walk people through. So story-based, but very specific in terms of moving people through to making a decision about clicking on the ad. And that allows us to engage people at a deeper level, draw them in so that they're resonating with you from the moment they read your ad, or ads are a little bit longer copy. And that allows you to position yourself as the sought-after expert, even if you're brand new, right from the moment they read their ads. And that's how you create that raving fan base that's going to be so excited about you.
You know, and that touches people where they're at. It touches, it forms the relationship instead of here buy my thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because we clearly see a lot of that.
Buy my thing.
Yeah, and it becomes way overused, and it becomes so like you just scroll on past it. And what you really focus on is to get that thumb to quit scrolling.
Yeah. And so part of that is the copy. And I've got that gift for you a little bit later on. Actually, I have the link. It's theprofitsweetspot.com/template if you want to, or sorry, theprofitsweetspot.com/Erin if you want to get in on that. So that's the first piece, is the writing the ad copy that's really going to resonate, but also move people through into making a decision about clicking on your ad. But the second piece to that, or really the first piece, is about an ad image, because your people are going to be scrolling through the newsfeed, checking out what's interesting. We have to get them to stop scrolling if we're going to draw them in and to get them to even read your ad.
Yeah. And really, like, that capturing those people and capturing their attention long enough, because we're, what is it, like 8 seconds, like 3 seconds you have to capture them. 8 seconds is what will hold them. Like, I don't know, you probably know all those statistics. I know it's mind blowing though.
Yeah. And on Facebook, it's not even 3 seconds. Like, you think about how quickly you scroll through the newsfeed. You might have a fraction of a second to really get them to notice you.
Wow. Yeah. Joy is on here. I'm just going to point this out. She said it's a profound point that you made, copywriters versus a Facebook ad expert. Yeah, Joy, if you have not experienced Tammy in your world with what you do, you get to have that conversation with her. But it's really interesting, because there's so many, and I want to go back to the wasted money. Can we go back to the wasted money?
Sure.
Can we please? Because I know for a fact that prior to you, like, I wasted so much money. It's mind blowing how much money. And I'm like, I'm going to try it again. And I hate going and see that number in my back end.
Yeah, I totally know. So I'll tell you a couple of the other mistakes that I typically see. We've talked about these, Erin.
Yeah.
One would be playing the lottery on Facebook, I call it. And really, like, you know how often you win the lottery when you buy lottery tickets, right? And so Facebook isn't a lottery. It's actually a business system. If you get it set up and test it out with the right system in place, we can pretty nearly always turn you into a profitable system. And so really, it comes down to the testing process. Like, even I've got years and years of ad experience behind me. We never go and put one single ad up and then, like, hope and pray it's going to win. We would put a series of ad tests up in order to figure out what your clients are responding to, what captures their attention on Facebook. So we run through 9 days of testing always when we get our ads set up. And that's so important to just stop playing the lottery. So I'd say that's a big one. Because there's a lot of, you can Google how to technically set up a Facebook ad. And if you're tech savvy, figure that out. But it's the process of finding a profitable ad, right? That's huge. So I find that a lot of smart business women and owners make that mistake, because they learn the tech piece, they think, and then they have trouble with that. The other thing that we find a lot of, and this would be if you're a little maybe uncomfortable with tech, or even if you're comfortable with tech but just are really busy and want an easy solution, I see a lot of people paying the beginner tax, and the beginner tax boosting posts. I just really, really encourage you not to boost posts because you're essentially throwing money down the drain. We can't run the testing process if you're boosting posts. You're likely getting a lot of views on things, but you're probably not getting a lot of action in terms of clicks and sales. And if we just get into Ads Manager, I know for some it can feel a little bit technical. We use this cut and paste template. So our clients write their ad in our template and cut and paste it out of a Word document. So if you can fill in an online order form to tell Facebook where you want your ads to run and what you want your ads to look like, you can totally handle Ads Manager and you're going to be just so much more profitable.
Oh, Alfredo, hey there, buddy. I haven't seen you for a while. He said there's a beginner tax. can you run through that just a little bit? And it might be text or tax?
Tax. So like you pay extra money if you're going to be boosting posts. Like if you go onto your business page, I get why people do it, right?
It's There's the blue button.
And it says, click here and you can get me in front of your post in front of thousands of people. I just really encourage you not to do that. Some ego reasons, maybe, like sometimes I just like to know that, you know, a lot of people have seen my stuff. If that's the case, then fly at it. But it's just not going to be that profitable in terms of actually bringing in paying clients because the targeting is a little bit different and you can't run out those ad tests I was talking about. And you're not going to be using a system where you're going to figure out what your clients are going to be best responding to. So I really encourage you to get into Ads Manager. You're just going to have so much more control over your ads.
Does that make sense to you, Alfredo? Let us know. And basically it goes back again to the boosting doesn't allow you to run the same kind of metrics.
Yes.
I'm reframing what you said properly. The boosting process doesn't allow you to track properly. It doesn't allow you to run the same metrics. It doesn't allow you to do any of the things that the back end of the Ads Manager.
Yeah, and I will say, so when you start talking metrics, I get a lot of, and I will say, we just pride ourselves on making Facebook ads the easiest possible to manage. So we, in fact, set up your ads with you in a way where you don't have to do any calculations or anything like that. Facebook actually does all of that for you and goes out and finds your best clients for you without you having to like be running numbers and things. And so I just wanted to stress that if you get it set up properly in Ads Manager, you don't actually even have to read the metrics necessarily. Facebook is going to automatically start showing your best ads if we set it up the way that we teach you to.
See, and that's just a beautiful thing for so many. Like if you're not a numbers person and that stuff doesn't get you like giddy like it does me, I'm very analytical. So that stuff makes me tick. But if you're not and you're more of the creative and more of the person that numbers and those kind of things scare you, like it just automatically does it for you and you don't even have to worry about it.
Yes.
It's cool. So Tammy, like how do people get to experience you? I know you have some awesome things going on coming up. Like let's talk about what's going on.
Yeah, so I did that special gift for your peeps, our ad template. So that's the template thousands of our clients have used to create their ads. It's the template I give my team to create our ads for us. I'm going to gift that to your peeps. So that's at theprofitsweetspot.com/Aaron. You can go and grab that. And here's the thing, after you request that, you're also going to get an invitation. I'm doing an in-depth Facebook ad training next week. I'd love to have you on that. I'm going to go into our system for running out the ad testing and doing these things, the whole system for getting in place an ad that's ad campaigns that are going to work to be profitable and bringing clients automatically so you can wake up to clients every morning. I'm going to be walking through that next week. So you'll get an invitation to come and join us for that as well. I'd love to have your peeps there.
Oh my gosh. And you guys, seriously, if this is something that you've toyed with a little bit, maybe had a little bit of thought that you want to implement it into your strategy for 2019 and take your business to the next level and attract clients without like your perfect clients, really.
Yeah.
Right? Because they are super strategically targeted with your system.
Yeah.
to attract the right ones to you, if you are at all thinking to tap into Facebook ads this year, you guys, Tammy is an amazing teacher. She has an amazing program. This talk about this a little bit more in depth that's coming up.
Yeah, so the template, you'll get that right away when you, there's a opt-in there so we can email it out to you. On the next page, you're going to get an invitation to come and join us on the How to Bring in Clients Automatically Using Facebook Ads webinar. We've got a lot more time to go in depth in terms of what's going to work and what's not going to work for you on Facebook. I'd love to have you there. We do have a special boot camp coming up where we actually take you online on small group Zoom calls and get your ads set up for you, starting right from the strategy all through to getting them set up. So if anyone's interested, they can either tag us or message us and we'll get out that info to them.
So this the beginning part of this training is free.
Yes.
So I just want to like point that out, that you guys, seriously, if you want to experience more of Tammy, like seriously, she'll change your world. The way, not only is she like lovely and beautiful and gracious and humble and like the most amazing person on the planet, but her strategy, right? Like, I just want to go back, and I know that I put it in my copy that was out there for the show, but you took $126 and turned it into just shy of 20K.
Yeah.
In how much time?
3 days.
Let me do that again. $126 converted to $20,000 in 72 hours.
Yeah. And you know, that's a bit of a longer story, but I was in a bit of a panic that things had happened and I needed some cash flow.
Sure.
And so here's what I want your people to know. You don't need to have a bunch of fancy things going on. You don't need to have an online membership site and you don't need to have all these things in place. I had a one-page description written on a piece of paper in front of me of what I did, and I got my ads up and running. And, you know, you just have to have something that people want. And we can help you figure that out with your ads, in fact. So, I feel like people delay getting started with ads because maybe it's a bit frightening to start getting your work out there in front of a lot of people. And I just want you to know that you are ready. If you have work that you do with clients that can change their lives in some way, you are ready to start getting it out there. And we can start as small as you want, $5 a day, and start getting you that traction in your business. Don't wait until your website is ready. Don't wait until you have an online membership site. Don't wait until you have some fantastic sales page. The time to start is now.
Mm. I love that so much, because right now is what you have. And like, why not maximize the time that you have right now? And we all are in this space of entrepreneurship, right? Even if you have a brick and mortar, right? Like, if you have a brick and mortar, if you have a product like that you sell, right? So, yeah, RJ, start now, people. Start now, people, with lots of exclamation marks. Yeah, it's this is for everybody, right? Everybody lives on Facebook. Everybody lives on these social media platforms. So why not put it where they live and take it to them?
And the other thing is, if you come and join me on that free training next week, I'm going to show you how to tell if Facebook ads are going to work for you and your business as well.
Serious.
Yeah.
So this isn't, is this for everybody?
All your peeps.
That's so cool. So we'll make sure we drop some links in here when we're done. We'll put some links in the comments so you guys can go and jump right into Tammy's training that starts the 11th, right? It starts Monday?
So they can grab the template right away at theprofitsweetspot.com/Erin. Mm-hmm. Tuesday is the training where I'm going to hop on, show you our entire system, how I generated that $20,000 in 3 days, scaled to $3 million. And help you figure out if ads are going to work for you in your business. I don't want you to get started if they're not going to work for you, but they can work for a large portion of businesses.
Yeah, and this is a live training. I just want to recap.
Yeah, so you can ask questions and all that kind of stuff.
And how long is the training, Tammy?
I suggest they allow 90 minutes. Most of the official training is done in about 60 minutes, but I do allow a lot of time for questions in there.
Awesome. Awesome. And I know just from experiencing you, you love questions. You love answering them. That's the only way people get to learn and know that they are all in when they decide to bring you on board with them. And that's that no love and trust part for you. And I know that that's where people just like automatically poof, and there they are. And they, oh, thanks Jordan for putting that in there. So that's spectacular. Thank you. And you guys, seriously, grab that template. You'll get an invite to her course that starts, it is Tuesday, and it is a live training, about 90 minute training for that live course. And seriously, you guys, she will change your world.
I love that.
She will change your world, and she's just amazing. And the thing about Tammy Lane that sets her apart from other people, and I'm going to just go there and say this, you 100% listen to people. You know what their needs, wants, desires, and strengths are, and you tap into that with such a heartfelt desire to help them grow their business and to be right there with them, alongside with them. And I just, that's why I'm all in. I love how you do business. I love how you show up in the world. I love how you're authentic and true to how you want to do business and to be in business with other people. And I adore the heck out of you.
I adore you too, Erin. I love your show. I love your peeps. And if you haven't got a chance to spend time in person with Erin, you got to figure out how you can make that happen. She's so fun. She's fun on the show too. You totally can tell that.
So thank you so much, Tammy. I love that you're here. And yes, once again, Chris Ann, the course is free on Tuesday. You'll get an invitation to that if you grab the profitsweetspot.com/Erin. That'll get you the template. And then that'll also get you the invitation into her free course that is Tuesday. So whatever yes. Tuesday's date is, at 12th, isn't it?
Tuesday's 12th. Tuesday, it's at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Yep. So that would be on the 12th. On Tuesday the 12th. But yes, it is a free course, and just grab that template and that'll get you in and get you that invitation to that free course. So Tammy, thank you so much. You got any closing words before we're out of here?
Oh, I just really appreciate you having me. If anyone on the call is looking, even remotely considering Facebook ads in the next 12 months or so, highly recommend you come on that free training. I only do it a couple times a year. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to have you there, help you figure out if ads are going to work for you, help you figure out and understand the system that you'd need to get in place to make ads work for you. And I'd love to have you out because Erin's people are awesome.
I love my people. I love my people. And I love putting amazing women with services that will help and promote and escalate my people into the next level of business for them. And you're one of those resources, Tammy. So thank you so much for your time today. I just want to squeeze you. I love you so much. You guys, seriously, hop on, grab that free template, and carve some time out on Tuesday to be in Tammy's free training. And you guys, thanks for being here live with us, Tammy. Thank you so much for your time. We've kind of been on a little bit of a roller coaster on and off on the Erin Strayer Show. So we were on vacation and then we're on vacation. And well, it's not really vacation, it's work. But we're not here. So we'll catch you right back here again real soon. Take care, everybody.